One of the things that we haven't talked about here much, and I think it's an important part of the equation, is intimidation. And when they are effective, the enemy is effective. The enemy's got a brain. The enemy alters its tactics as things happen on the ground. They see what we do to respond to it. They then change their tactic. And intimidation is the kind of thing that can prevent people from providing intelligence. It can prevent people from running for office. It can inhibit people from being responsible and stepping forward to vote, for example. We saw some election workers that were killed. And it is the balance between how successful the intimidators, the extremists, are, as opposed to how successful the Iraqi interim government is. And the people who are signing up for these 200-plus ballots and these thousands of people who will be running. And it's that tension that's taking place in that country, and it's complicated. I wish it were simple. I wish it were easy to explain in a bumper sticker type sentence, but it isn't. It's a very tough, complicated business.